Giant 96 Real Radio. I'm Penny Lane. So excited and very, very happy and proud of the young man sitting in front of me right here. For, I would like to say Shelby County, but technically he lives in Rush County, but we still consider him Shelby County material here. So, Mr. Dave Musket, how are you?
Hey, Penny. I'm doing fine.
So, I am super, super excited. I've got your brand new CD in my hands as we speak. Very excited about it. Of course, it was recorded at a place that we both love very, very much. And we can see you performing at this Friday.
Absolutely.
For your CD release party. Now, let's talk about it. Tell us about it.
Well, it's the world-famous Slippery Noodle Inn. You know, you don't get much better blues club than that, and it's right up the road, you know, downtown. I've been lucky enough to play there for the last few years now, regularly, with a whole string of musicians. All of them really good, and we wanted to do a live record. I had a handful of new tunes and a pretty decent acoustic band. We got a different approach going on, and it's being received very well. We got Blind Raccoon is the publicist on this, and every day I'm getting multitudes of emails, lots of emails about with good reviews, with radio plays and things like that.
Yeah, tell me about that, because you've been hitting it pretty amazing.
Well, this is the first time I've ever stepped into that arena as hiring a professional to do this. I've done a couple CDs on my own before, and both of them have won the best self-produced CD award that the blues societies will do. One of them was Dayton, one of them was Indiana, as you know. And I really felt proud of that, of course, and great about it. It's a great feeling. But, you know, to take it to the next level, to do something else with it, what do we want to do? And with I finally got around enough, and I think I got the band and the songs built up to where it made sense to approach the Slippery Noodle of, hey, if we can do a live record here, I think I can not just benefit from having your name, but I think the Noodle can benefit from being affiliated with me, and they agreed, and so there we go. So it's a really good relationship, I think, and then having Betsy on board to get it out there and get the great reviews, and from what she says, it's being taken to very, very well.
I think you're being a little humble over there. Tell me about the chart positions, because you're doing really good. Well, come on, spill it.
Chart positioning is something I've never experienced before.
I know, right?
RootsMusicReport.com. And there are several other charts. Of course, obviously the Billboard and things like that are what your mainstream is going to be on. And then the Living Blues chart, I think that's only monthly anyway, so it's still new. We just released it February 16th, so we haven't seen anything there. And I think the RootsMusicReport.com initially had us on, this is a genre blues and then the subgenre acoustic blues, and there was a mistake there. So for 2 weeks it didn't show up. And I didn't expect it, you know, really. But so my publicist is saying, hey, you know, it's supposed to be showing up, but it's not. Sorry, we'll get it worked out. And I'm thinking, well, no big deal, you know. And then all of a sudden, here it is. We debut. they do all kinds of different charts. What's happening is, let's see if I can get my mind around this. The 50 top blues albums, and this is for the country, and that album debuts at number 38. Which is a great place. Sadesky Trucks has the top spot, and they will for a while, I'm sure. Okay, and then there's top 50 Indiana albums, album in Indiana, and this is a multi-genre type of thing. John Hyatt was on there. Babyface has got a couple on there.
Wow.
I debuted at number 2 on that.
Oh my gosh.
Chart, which is, I don't know what that means exactly, but there you go.
It sounds good though,
and
doesn't it?
It does sound amazingly good.
Especially when you throw Babyface's name in there.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's a multi-genre chart. And then there's the acoustic blues chart. I think the album debuted at number 2 on that one as well. It's a subgenre type of thing. And then I've got 5 songs on the acoustic blues chart and 4 songs, I think, on the regular blues song chart, I think.
They do a lot of different.
And they're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
The thing with this, you know, we don't have a particular single out to say, okay, here it is. That Kind of Walk is one of my favorites, and it's the first actual track on there, track 2, because Rudy does my intro on track 1. Thank you, Rudy.
You did a good job,
and,
too,
yeah,
by the way.
He actually asked me on Facebook if anybody's made, you know, talk about these reviews, and somebody did. So I sent it to him. I was like, here you go. True story.
That's
but
funny.
Every song from what I've got tracked now through the RootsMusicReport.com, every song's gotten some airplay. And then, so they're neat on the charts. Now, of course, next week that comes out on Wednesday, and everything could be shuffled, and it could be completely gone from there. I don't know.
Is it stressful? I mean,
yes.
To like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could see you'd be like, oh my gosh, I could be, heck, I'm stressed for you, and it's not even me.
Well, no. I've learned to
you just
accept.
Ignore it, right?
Well, no, you can't. I've not succeeded. I've not gained by ignoring the normal human emotions.
Right.
Accept them for what they are and move on. So with this type of thing, I look at a stressful or a confusing situation like that as this, okay, this is my intro to the next level or the next step.
Okay.
Because if I'm too comfortable with everything around me, well, I've been here before then.
Right.
So I kind of embrace the nerves a little bit nowadays.
Yeah. In your heart's in it. And you're good.
Sure. So thank you.
I'm excited for you. And what I love about it is, well, one, love the Slippery Noodle. Two, love Dave Muskin. And three, love Acoustic Blues. You know,
right on. Well, thank you. And the Acoustic Blues is something this is fingerstyle stuff I went to a handful of years ago.
Which you're the master of.
Oh, no, I wouldn't
you are.
Say
oh,
no.
Oh, you are. You're amazing finger picker.
Well, thank you very
That's
much.
That's what everybody says. Like, before I met you.
Master's
like,
a big word, though. I mean, as long as Roy Bookbinder and these type of, Doug McLeod and Mike Dowling, all of these guys are still around.
But it's something that every day you're going to wish you're a little better, right? Musicians
absolutely.
Never quit
getting
better.
Absolutely, and it's one of those things. Yeah, I practice every day because I think I'm making progress.
I mean, you're never going to be done, right?
So. No.
No.
Especially like that. I go to that Doc Watson song, Deep River Blues. There's just one song. Mm-hmm. I'll never master that.
But is that a hard song to play?
Yeah, it was like, well, it was the first one that I went, oh my goodness, I want to know that.
It's a pretty song.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's Doc Watson, doing this Travis type of thing. So, and that's really one of those songs that ties you together with other fingerstyle because everybody comes across it at one point in time. Like the Jesse Black guy who's 17 years old was in the
Isn't
contest
awesome?
With me. He did that song. And I'm like, I love this guy.
Uh-huh, me too. I love Jesse too. Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah. And then you see how players do it different. The nuance is always different between one player to the next.
Uh-huh.
I heard something different come out of my radio, so I play it this way or vice versa.
So tell our listeners that aren't familiar what finger picking is. What is it?
Well, that particular song Doc Watson described it as he wanted to do some Travis picking. Merle Travis was his fingerstyle. And what it was a thumb and the first and middle finger. So you've got three going on an attack. And it's similar to banjo style, although the rules are different, things like that.
So you're using three fingers.
So what I'm doing, I actually use the ring finger because I'm used to it now. People like Mike Dowling, I saw him do that and talk about that. And it's sort of evolved into that. I didn't consciously say, I want to use four fingers, or I didn't consciously say that. I just continued playing and learning. And
sounds so pretty, though.
And well, thank you very much. There are rules on how you learn and how to do this and how to do that. And as any guitar player or harmonica player or anybody knows, you've got to break those rules periodically. So,
it sounds like I'm not a musician, so it takes me a long time to even figure these things out. But it sounds like when finger picking's going on, sometimes like there's more than one instrument, even if it's one guitar.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and this Piedmont blues. This is everybody knows about the Delta blues, the Chicago blues. Those are very popular. Piedmont is starting to get a lot more attention. Now, I don't know if I'm saying that because I've paid more attention to it, so I'm, you know what I mean?
noticing,
so I'm more conscious
right?
of it, or, because like when my brother bought a blue Volkswagen Bug back in the 80s, he thought there was all kinds of them in town because that's what he was looking
that
out for.
That is so true.
But it seems to me that it's a little more popular nowadays than it had been in the past, and it's sort of like that, not necessarily lower East Coast, but sort of, up Georgia through the Carolinas, Piedmont. Area, and it's defined by either a thumb pick or just a plain thumb. I use the thumb pick, but it's a rotating bass, so you're playing an alternate bass and then you're playing melody with your fingers.
I love that.
So yeah, it's sort of two parts essentially at the same time, and that was really the one we're getting a lot of kudos for, mixing that with the band, because nobody really has done that. Because once you add a bass player, going back from that 1-to-5 role, nobody really notices your thumb anymore because the bass part, right. So it's always been sort of a solo man's game, but I'm proud of the way that I've been able to incorporate it into the band. I've been proud of the way the band has understood the vibe of it and done this, and we've got a package that's different. A lot of people are getting the CD through my publicist, and a lot of the reviews are saying there's a lot of these albums that sound very similar, but this one stands out, and it stands out in a good way, so we're real proud of that.
That's cool. That kind of walk.
Right on.
Yeah. Go ahead and introduce it. First time?
This is
here in Giant 96.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. This is one of the more recent tunes I wrote. There's 12 songs on here and they're all originals. Five of them were pre-released on other projects, being a live album, that's standard. Usually there's only a couple new tunes on live records. On this one I had 7 original that I had never recorded before. So we put those with about 5 of the old ones. And this one was a song that once I started to get the band to gel. You know, for a while, when you've got a different idea that's different from the band, from other bands that your guys have been in, you've got to sort of get the band to agree that this is worth doing, get the band to start moving on that, and then rehearse that way. And for a while there, it's not soup yet. It's just a big pot of ingredients bumping around each other, and finally, eventually, it becomes soup. This particular song is probably the first song ever that I didn't go ahead and record demos of it in my studio. Uh-huh. I got my parts, my vocals and everything, and a pretty decent idea of the structure, came into the band and said, okay, guys, let's see how this evolves. And we played it out for a handful of different things and then fine-tuned stuff. And then you guys do this and then do this. So we started to gain ideas from each other, so it becomes bigger than the sum of its parts, kind of. Uh-huh. And so I'm real proud of this track because I like the song itself. I think it's cool. A lot of people are thinking that, and the band really became more of a band in the development of the tune, and I like that.
Great, here it is, That Kind of Walk on Giant 96.
Well, you walk straight by without speaking or looking your eye over your sunglasses speaking. And that kind of walk got a certain kind of talk to me. Yeah, so I'd like to know just where you going. Don't say a word, but on your face it's all showing. And that kind of walk got a certain kind of talk to me. Well, you can call me crazy for dreaming about you, baby, but dreaming's only thing I know. Yeah, if I'm only dreaming, then I ain't got no meaning, and I'd rather be the very last one to know. So don't start talking to me, as I won't listen, and you can't get through to someone in my condition. 'Cause that kind of walk got a certain kind of talk to me.
That kind of walk.
Oh, baby, said, take a walk, yeah. Said, walk it, baby, and down the block and back again, yeah, now. Oh, baby, sing along with us now. I said, that kind of walk, that kind of walk. You can call me crazy, but dreaming about you, baby, but dreaming's only thing I know, yeah. And if I'm only dreaming, and I ain't got no meaning, and I'd rather be the very last one to know. So don't start talking to me, I won't listen, and you can't get through to a man with my affliction. Then that kind of walk got a certain kind of talk to me.
That kind of walk.
Oh, baby,
yeah.
I said a man like me, he ain't got no choice when you walk in a room in that tone of voice. And that kind of walk got a certain kind of talk to me.
That kind of walk.
It's got a certain kind of rhythm, baby.
That kind of walk.
I hear it loud, you know it call my name.
That kind of walk.
I hear it loud, you know I hear it clear, baby.
That kind of walk.
It's got a certain kind of talk. to me.
Certain kind of
talk to me, baby. Oh yeah.
Certain kind of
talk to me, baby. Come on, child.
Certain kind of
talk to me, yeah. It's got a certain kind of talk to me.
Giant 96 Real Radio in Penny Lane, returning to an interview with Mr. Dave Musket, who has his new CD out. So excited for it. The Dave Musket Acoustic Blues Band recorded live at the Slippery Noodle Inn, and you are going to be there this Friday.
This Friday night, we're in the back room, the big room in the back. We start at 8:30. It's our official CD release party. There is, I think, a $10 cover charge is what they do nowadays, but that's two bands. We start at 8:30. In the back room, and the front band in the front stage starts at 9:15.
That's awesome, and it's just going to be a great night. Good looking celebration. Yeah. Everybody come out. We can get the CD there,
you can get
right?
The CD there. You can also find it online, CD Baby. Search Dave Musket with two T's. You'll find it there. Also, it's on Amazon. So
wonderful. Well, so great to have you in, and D.L. Sanders told me to tell you to play the 60/40 song. Book Mamas.
Right on the Hideaway cover. Right on.
Well, so he told me that would make you laugh. So.
Yes. So, thank you for the request.
So he is listening. He said that you sounded amazing.
Well, I'm gonna play one of my songs.
he'll have to come to the noodle for that one, right?
Usually I don't do it because it's a solo thing. It's a solo fingerstyle.
Oh, is it really?
It's my interpretation of Hideaway, really.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, grab a couple of those things, and it's an E shuffle an E.
Awesome.
I did some of that at the Orpheum Theater.
Yeah. Did you?
Loved it. Oh, yeah. Man, Orpheum's gorgeous.
It was beautiful.
And massive room.
And by the way, we didn't even talk about that. Well, we did, but we didn't talk about it on air. So.
Right, yeah. I say,
but,
well, yeah,
you know, congratulations to making it to the finals.
Thank you. Made it there last year with Musket and Carnes. Things kind of went haywire there technically for us, and it was a really stressful type of thing where this year
tell our listeners about that.
I've done four IBCs, uh-huh. So I've got good, bad, and ugly stories,
but things happen with entertainment.
Things happen. What are you going to do? Got up to the most highly stressed, high pressure set, which is only 20 minutes at this Orpheum Theater.
Beautiful venue.
And we sound checked. It's a gorgeous theater. It's enormous. And then when I went to start, the guitar went away in the monitor. It was just somebody made a mistake, and it was, you know, it's a timed thing, so that the clock's running, so you've got to go run with it. And then it came back, you know, towards the end of that song, but then I was rushing beyond then because I had bantered some in the front. And it was just a technical issue that needed adjusted.
When the monitor goes out, you're not hearing the guitar when you're playing it.
Exactly, yeah. Well, you're hearing the slapback from the room because it's such a huge room. I was talking to some of the bands this year, and the monitor is amazing. You know, it sounded fantastic, and they can hear the monitors. And as a solo guy, even though the monitor's cranked, and that's what I'm hearing, I'm still here in that room because there's no other sources on stage loud, you know what I mean? So I can still hear the room. So when you close your eyes and you play, you hear that monitor, but then you also hear how huge that room is, you know? And then you look out and you can see the exit signs that look like they're a mile away. All the lights going on the tiers that seem to go all the way to the sky. But I was really able to relax and breathe and have a really good time there this year. And it was fantastic. It was just amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing to see you make it back up to the finals.
Thanks. Yeah, that's a big thing. 2 years in a row in the finals, and yeah, so there you go.
Got some big things happening, and excited for your latest CD release.
I am too.
Sounds wonderful.
The whole band's really excited about it. We're ready to get it on there at the Noodle. The back room has always been, I played the Noodle like we've talked about for the last few years, but never really in the back room for whatever reason, you know. And this one is just, I've just always wanted to play back there on a weekend night, and it just happened to fall together. You know, it was just one of those things that we were supposed to actually record there on that Thursday.
Uh-huh.
A strange double booking happened, which is odd, but it's rare there at the Noodle. And Hal Yagi bent over backwards to help us make sure that we got in that front room that night. We did a two-hour thing. We redid our recording, and we were off to the races. It was just amazing how much he helped to facilitate that.
They're such great people.
Yeah, they are, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then when we wanted to schedule a CD release sometime this year, or sometime this month, sometime in February, Carol called me up for the back room on the 26th, and I could not be happier.
Aw, that's fantastic. Wonderful. I'm excited. So encourage all our listeners to go this Friday.
Come on out, check it out.
And where can we find you online?
Musketmusic.com, M-U-S-K-E-T-T, music.com is the homepage. There is a Dave Musket Music thing out there that was more of a squeeze page, sales page thing. It was a marketing deal I got involved with that's going away. So I shouldn't even mention I don't want you to go there.
I finally got
control of it, and it's going away. So never mind. I forget I mentioned it. Just musketmusic.com.
Forget about that.
Of course, you can find me on Facebook, Dave Musket with two T's. And then Dave Musket Acoustic Blues Band has a Facebook page. We're almost up to 500 likes.
All right.
Overnight, so we'd like to get that up there if we could.
Awesome. All right. And anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Yeah, but I probably won't think about it until I'm halfway home.
Well, will you play one more for us? This one's going to be live in the studio.
And here we are. Sure, I'm going to do Handyman Blues.
Okay.
This is the dog's favorite.
Oh.
Call me baby, I'll be your handyman. Now call me baby, I'll be your handyman. Well, I'll be there in a hurry, baby, fast as a handyman can. Front gate all rusty, or your back porch roof springs a leak. If your front gate all rusty, baby, or your back porch roof springs a leak. Well, I'll be there in a hurry, baby. Have you done less than half a week? Sink begin to drip, and it keep you up at night. I'll break it down, I'll build it up, and I'll make it all fit tight. Yeah, Lord, call me baby, be your handyman. Well, I'll be there in a hurry, baby, as fast as a handyman can. Drip, and it keep you up at night. I'll break it down, I'll build it up, and I'll make it all fit tight. Yeah, Lord, call me baby, I'll be your handyman. Yeah, well, I'll be there in a hurry, baby, fast as a handyman can.
Chills.
Well, thanks.
Oh, that's awesome.
I told myself years ago I'd never write a song with a humming part because it tickles my lips, but I did it anyway.
So your lips tickling?
tickle a little bit by the end of that one.
That's awesome. Dave Musket, you can check him out. The Dave Musket Acoustic Blues Band recorded live at the Slippery Nettle. So excited for that. This Friday.
This Friday the 26th at the Slippery Noodle 372, I think is the address, South Meridian, downtown. Ooh. Meridian and South Street.
You're good. Thanks for coming in, Dave.
All right, thank you for having me, Penny. Appreciate it.